After the Red for Ed teacher strike ended, supporters moved on to a ballot measure called Invest in Ed. Steve will have more on what that initiative's impacts could be for the state in a few minutes. But first, a mathematical distinction could determine whether Invest in Ed is allowed to even be on November's ballot. A court hearing yesterday focused on the difference between percent and percentage point. At issue is how much taxes would go up if voters approve the initiative. With us now at his chalkboard to help us break this down is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, you ready to go? Some math?
Well, I have to remind our listeners that you and I, as Syracuse University grads, are math impaired, which is why we went into journalism. So you'll pay close attention here.
Indeed. All right. So basically, now this is not exactly a semantic difference, but there is some difference between if something is a percent increase and a percentage point increase. As best you can, after hearing from a math teacher in court yesterday, what is that difference?
Well, here's what it comes down to. The current top tax rate for anybody in Arizona is 4.54%. This measure proposes to take the top tax rate for any earnings over $250,000 for individuals to 8% and for individuals making over $500,000 to 9%. So the basic difference between that 4.54 and 8% is 3.46. Now, when the petitions were being circulated, it told people who would sign that the measure, if it gets on the ballot, would increase the tax rate by 3.46%. Well, no, because if you take 3.46% of 4.54%, you come up with about 4.7%. The proper way it should have been expressed is a 3.46 percentage point increase, which is the mathematical difference. And that gets us to the 8% we need. Now, the legal question for Judge Smith is, do people really understand that, and were they confused by it? And again, pointing out my own particular math impairment, I'd say I understood what it meant. And the fact is that the petition and the whole new tax rate was attached to the petition, but is it enough to keep it off the ballot?
Howie, this is obviously tax increases, funding increases have been on the ballot before. Has this particular issue come up where this difference between percentage point, has that been a legal issue before?
Actually, it was once before when there was a ballot measure to make permanent the temporary 1 cent increase that Jan Brewer had passed through. It was actually had to be listed as a new tax. So you're going from 5.6 cents on the dollar to 6.6 cents, which is a 1 cent increase. And the proponents sought to describe it as a 1 cent increase. The opponents saying, well, now wait a second, that really doesn't describe it, said it should be described as a 17% increase in the tax rate. And in fact, that did go to court. And in fact, the trial judge said, no, most people don't see this as a 17% increase because they might even read it as a 17 cents on a dollar tax. And he decided, the judge in that case said, no, a 1 cent increase is sufficient. Now, this is a different judge, and the earlier case was only a Superior Court case, so there is no legal precedent here. We may get some in this case.
So, Howie, this is really getting into the nitty-gritty here on this. Do you think that this has a chance of really keeping this really well-publicized and the result of the big Red for Ed movement ballot measure off the ballot?
I think this particular complaint, probably not, because the judge questioned Wes Gullett, who's a pollster, and he had run some polls saying, what if you refer to this as a 76% increase, which is what the math is, versus a 3%, would it have affected your decision to sign it? And that's true. And the judge said, but here's the problem. You didn't ask the people the proper question, you know, what do they see this as? And were they really confused? So I don't think this would do it. There are separate questions as to whether the ballot measure also affects income tax bracket indexing, which makes sure that you don't end up in a higher tax bracket just simply because your wages keep pace with inflation. And then, of course, the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, which is throwing everything at this to keep this off the ballot, has a whole bunch of other arguments, including that some petition circulators didn't properly register with the Secretary of State, which would disqualify all the signatures they got. We're hoping for a ruling by Friday from the judge, but we also know that whoever loses is going to go to the state Supreme Court.
All right, that's Howie Fisher with Capital Media Services Calculator at the Ready. Howie, thanks as always.
I'm going to go back to my abacus here.